Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, the weather is pleasant across Israel. In Tel Aviv, the sun is shining, making it a great day to be outside. Jerusalem is also enjoying clear skies, while in Haifa, a gentle breeze is keeping things comfortable. Tonight, expect a cool and calm evening. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports just in that the IDF struck Hezbollah rocket launchers in southern Lebanon during an overnight raid. Also, Ynet says earlier this hour, Iran executed an anti-government protester accused of having ties to Mossad. Also, this hour, Israel Hayom, Hebrew, notes that an Israeli youth was punished in Israel after violently attacking another during a vacation in Greece. Separately, JNS covered earlier today that the IDF struck in Lebanon following a Hezbollah ceasefire violation. And finally, Axios mentioned from earlier reporting that Trump announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. Here's what people are saying online. Yaron Samid expressed a strong reaction, posting just minutes ago calling the situation terrible. From X, Ynet News shared earlier today about Iran's execution of an anti-government protester, highlighting concerns over Iran's increasing use of the death penalty. Meanwhile, LTC Shoshani, a military analyst, reported just an hour ago that Hezbollah's rocket launchers in southern Lebanon posed a direct threat to both IDF soldiers and Israeli civilians. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF's latest actions. According to the Jerusalem Post, the military targeted rocket launchers in southern Lebanon overnight. The operation aimed to dismantle threats north of the forward defense line. This strike underscores ongoing tensions in the region as Israel responds to threats from Hezbollah. Turning to Iran, Ynet reports that Iran executed Irfan Kiani, accused of Mossad ties. Rights groups are alarmed by Tehran's growing use of capital punishment amid internal unrest. This move could further strain Iran's relations with Western countries, including Israel. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom Hebrew discusses a legal case involving an Israeli youth. After a violent incident in Greece 9 years ago, the youth faced repercussions in Israel. This highlights the long reach of Israeli justice concerning crimes committed abroad. That IDF strike in Lebanon comes hours after Hezbollah violated a ceasefire by firing rockets into Israel, as reported by JNS. The breach coincided with Trump's extension of the ceasefire. The situation remains delicate, affecting diplomatic efforts in the region. Finally, Axios reports that Trump announced a temporary ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. This development is sensitive for Netanyahu, yet it may pave the way for peace talks with Iran. The ceasefire's success could influence broader regional stability, turning to business and markets. First, Ynet Business reports that Israel's natural gas rigs played a crucial role during recent Iranian missile threats. While Tamar stayed operational, Leviathan and Karish were temporarily shut down. This highlights Israel's heavy reliance on natural gas for energy security. Separately, Walla Business notes that Elbit signed a $200 million deal with the Ministry of Defense. The agreement involves producing munitions for the Air Force, crucial for ongoing military operations. This underscores the defense sector's importance to Israel's economy. And finally, CTEC highlights advancements in quantum computing. The industry is nearing a pivotal moment, with Israeli startups at the forefront. This shift promises to revolutionize technology sectors globally, including here in Israel. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 2 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.